From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's firing of an unidentified ballistic missile today into the Sea of Japan is absolutely intolerable. He spoke late Saturday alongside President Trump at a hastily called news conference. Earlier, the chief Japanese cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, said the missile did not land in Japanese territorial waters. Pyongyang issued no statement about the launch, but experts said the rocket was most likely a model that is capable of reaching targets in Japan, but not in the United States. President Trump used his weekly address this weekend to remind Americans he will not allow the country's immigration system to be used as a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists.
My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country.
President Trump said that he met last week with sheriffs and police chiefs around the country and pledged that he and his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, would support them in the fight against criminal threats. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have pushed into the Islamic State stronghold town of Al-Bab in northern Syria as nearby Syrian government forces backed by Russia halted their advance at a contact line drawn to keep the rival forces apart. Monitors said the rebel force, the mainstay in the Turkey-backed Euphrates Shield campaign, gained control of a hospital. This is VOA News. Iraq's mercurial Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr urged his supporters to suspend a demonstration near Baghdad's Green Zone after violent clashes had left several people dead, hundreds others wounded. Edward Uranian is following the story from the VOA Middle East Bureau.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr after reports they were trying to advance in the direction of the iconic Green Zone, where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. In later skirmishes, live ammunition reportedly was used, although it was not clear who was doing the firing. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Tamimi said in a statement that four people were killed and 320 wounded in the clashes that ensued as protesters dispersed following a call by Sadr to pull back. Baghdad Security Operations Command also reported that one of its men was killed and seven wounded. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Turkish court has formally charged an Uzbek man with murdering 39 people, wounding scores of others in a New Year's Day shooting rampage at an Istanbul nightclub. Court charged that Abdulgadir Masharipov was belonging to the Islamic State for being in possession, that is, of heavy weapons as well as attempting to destroy constitutional order and murder. Thousands of anti-government demonstrators gathered outside the government offices in Bucharest, Romania, there to protest against the government efforts to ease penalties for corrupt officials. This man said he had been out there every day.
I'm here tonight because I care about this country. I'm here tonight because I want the fight against corruption to continue in this country. I don't want laws for criminals, right? I don't want that the people that run our country can steal or can abuse.
Hundreds of protesters outside the presidential palace against President Klaus Janus, whom they blame for the political crisis and called for his resignation. United States immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally, happened in raids across the country, although authorities say the enforcement action was not linked to a recent executive order signed by President Trump to limit immigration. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.